they'll never ever forget. When they drift back in time, they're back on the field under those Friday night lights. And that's why we love Friday nights, where time just seems to stand still, where boys live their dreams out on the field under those Friday night lights.
It's 5 o'clock. Good morning from WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 21 degrees.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A candlelight prayer vigil last night in Perry, Iowa. Just hours earlier, a 17-year-old student opened fire at a school, killing a sixth grader and wounding five other people, say authorities. He was then found dead, apparently having killed himself. The AP's Ben Thomas on this tragedy.
We got an active shooter situation at Perry High School. We need you en route.
The first day of school after winter break in Perry, Iowa. Dallas County Dispatch, courtesy Broadcastify.
We have a male subject down in the hallway. Appears to be self-inflicted.
Investigators say that shooter, a 17-year-old identified as Dylan Butler, killed a sixth grader and wounded five others, including the school principal. He was armed with a shotgun and a handgun. And Mitch Morvet of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations adds,
an improvised explosive device. The state fire marshal and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms rendered the device safe.
That sound from WOI-TV. Officials did not offer a motive, but two friends tell the AP he'd been bullied for years. I'm Ben Thomas.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius has been released from prison on parole in South Africa. He was in prison for killing his girlfriend, Riva Steenkamp, in 2013. A fire broke out at a hospital in Germany, southeast of Hamburg, killing four people. The fire had spread to the rooms of several patients, according to police. Not clear what caused it. Here at home, the December jobs report comes out this morning. The AP's Donna Warder.
Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet say that employers likely added 160,000 jobs last month. That would mean the economy added 2.7 million jobs in 2023, an average of about 226,000 jobs a month.
Gas is about $3.08 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, down 4 cents in a week. This is AP News. Now to a poisonous spider, the AP's Ed Donahue.
The largest male specimen of the world's most venomous spider has been found in Australia. The deadly Sydney funnel web spider is dubbed Hercules and has fangs that can pierce a human fingernail. Emma Tenney with the Australia Reptile Park says it was found on the country's central coast.
Male funnel webs are significantly smaller than females, so I actually thought it was a female. He was handed in by public donation.
Tenney tells AUBC these spiders are deadly, but they aren't around very long.
Once they reach maturity, their natural lifespan's only around 1 year. So we need to constantly have them handed in by the general public because we need them for our life-saving anti-venom program.
The plan is to get lots of venom out of this spider. Since the inception of a program in 1981, no one has died in Australia from a funnel web spider bite. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 34, lots of clouds, but warmer than normal, a high of 34 and south winds at 4 to 8. Staying mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 25. Saturday, mostly cloudy and mild again, a high of 35. Saturday night, a 30% chance of patchy light snow or flurries, a low of 25. A few flurries possible early Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with little change in temperatures, a high of 35. Monday, 36, with a 40% chance of late-night snow. Tuesday, a 50% chance of light snow, but just small amounts expected, a high of 34. At the WRCO studios, yesterday's high was 31 degrees. We rise and shine following the midnight mark of 22 and a low of 19. We're at 21 degrees. Today is Friday, January 5th, and it is time to start the broadcast day.
Oh, say, can you see? so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And against red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
Devil from my Pullman, let the light of Jesus in. Let it in, let it in, let it in, let it in.
There's a mighty train a-coming, you will hear it by and by. And you hear that screaming whistle as thunders through the sky. My Lord will be the engineer, your soul must pay the fare. Don't be sidetracked at the cross and ride the rails of humble prayer.
I'll be moving on to glory when the golden rain comes down. With my Jesus at the throttle, I will lay my burden down. I will keep my ticket stainless, free from the marks of sin. Kick the devil from my Pullman, let the light of Jesus in. Let it in, let it in.
All the cross ties will be sinners that have fallen by the way. At the junction of tomorrow, you had better kneel and pray. At the switch yard of his mercy, he will shun you to the fold. Start you on the track to glory, to the land of Negroes old.
I'll be moving on to glory when the golden train comes down. With my Jesus at the throttle, I will lay my burden down. I will keep my ticket stainless, free from the marks of sin. Kick the devil from my Pullman, let the light of Jesus in. Let it in, let it in.
Eight-wheel drives across that great horizon up on high, and you see the sign called heaven on that station in the sky. When your last long journey's ended with the angels you out there, you'll thank God you had your ticket, and that ticket was a prayer.
I'll be moving on to glory when the golden train comes down. With my Jesus at the throttle, I will lay my burden down. I will keep my ticket stainless, free from the marks of sin. Kick the devil from my Pullman, let the light of Jesus in. Let it in, let it in.
That's Hank Snow, and moving on to glory as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, Leanne Rimes with our national anthem. 21 degrees in Richland Center. That is right now holding steady. The air is calm, and it's a nice day to rise and shine, too, in January, especially knowing that for the next many days we'll be up there in the lower to middle 30s. That's all you can ask for this time of year in January, that's for sure. So good time to do some chores, get ready, maybe a little fresh air today. And this weekend, we have lots to tell you about in sports and whatnot. So we'll keep moving on here with the old Light in the Mill Cow Show. Let's start those chores. This is T.G. Shepherd.
We got smooth sailing sailing. It looks like every drop of rain is gone, gone, gone. Smooth sailing, sailing, and a blue sky full of rainbows from now on. Apart in stormy weather, we didn't run aground like others do. Now we're not afraid when storm clouds gather. We got the kind of luck to see us through. We got smooth sailing, sailing. Looks like every drop of rain is gone, gone, gone. Smooth sailing, sailing, and a blue sky full of rainbows from now on. Found each other's arms in troubled waters. Found that that's the safest place to go. From now on we can laugh at troubled waters, cause the roughest storms just seem to make love grow. We got smooth sailing, sailing. Looks like every drop of rain is gone, gone, gone. Smooth sailing, sailing. And a blue sky full of rainbows from now on. We've got smooth sailing, sailing. Looks like every drop of rain is gone, gone, gone. Smooth sailing, sailing. And a blue sky full of rainbows from now on. Smooth sailing, sailing. Looks like every drop of rain is gone, gone, gone. Smooth sailing, sailing. And a blue sky full of rainbows from now on. We got smooth.
Monday morning I'm feeling down, cause she's in the country. Tuesday morning feels about the same. Wednesday don't seem so bad. Thursday's getting closer. Friday I'll be back out there. I call her sweet country woman. She's the one that keeps me going when the times get bad. I call her sweet country woman. Oh, she gives the sweet loving I've ever had. Sunlight filters through the trees. She'll lay beside me when I leave the city far behind. Walking in the a new day being born, and feeling her body close to mine. I call her sweet country woman. She's the
get bad. I call her sweet country woman, 'cause she gives the sweetest loving I've ever had. I call her sweet
Duncan on the old Light in the Milk House show, 5:15 the time. Today, a reminder that goat farmers, those who have a use for, can pick up used Christmas trees from Rotary Lights in the Park at Kroska Park. Simply take as many as you need or can use from the pile any time of day or night. Peace United Methodist Church has joined Trinity United Methodist Church. Those wanting to call Peace United Methodist Church should now call Trinity. The number is 608-647-3203. And a special birthday celebration will be held for Bernie Cooey coming up on Sunday from 1 until 4 in the activity room at Schmidlman Hills. Friends and family are invited to help Bernie celebrate his 100th. From our community calendar today.
Let me tell you about a girl I know. She's my baby and she lives next door. Every morning when the sun comes up, she brings me coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes I know, hallelujah, I love her so.
When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, he'll be with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say, he told me so. That's how I know.
No.
Yes, I know.
I know.
Hallelujah, I just love him so.
When I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone,
by the time I count from one to four, I hear him on my door.
Every evening when the sun goes down and there's nobody else hanging around,
he looks at me and he holds me tight and tells me, darling, everything's all right. That's how I know.
Yes, he knows.
Yes, I know.
I know.
Hallelujah, I just love you so.
And tell her that she better wait for me.
And by the time I count from one to four, I hear him on my door.
Every evening when the sun goes down and there's nobody else hanging around,
he looks at me and he holds me tight and he tells me everything's all right. And I know,
no.
Yes, I know.
I know.
Hallelujah, I just love you so.
Hallelujah, I just love you so.
George Jones and Brenda Lee on the old Light in the Milk House show. It is 18 after 5.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
An update on sports today is next. It is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Girls basketball last night, Platteville over River Valley, 66-21. Dodgeville beat Richland Center, 74-24. And Prairie du Chien with a 57-50 win against Lancaster. It was Cuba City getting a win against Boscobel 75-39, and Darlington over Fenimore 48-33, River Ridge 47-34 over Highland, and in Six Rivers action, a win for Scholesburg edging Benton 44-42. In boys basketball, Boscobel got a victory against Seneca 56-45, Cashton 68, Hillsboro 66, Viroqua beat Westby 80-65, Wisconsin Heights over Weston, 66-28, Reedsburg, 65, McFarland, 61, and Baraboo over Edgewood, 63-50. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 44 points and 14 rebounds, and the Bucks overcame an electric performance by Victor Wembanyama on his 20th birthday to beat the Spurs 125-121 on Thursday night. Elsewhere in basketball, one other NBA game, Denver 130, Golden State 127. The Badger women lost to Nebraska 69-57. In NHL play, the Rangers 4-1 over Chicago, Buffalo 6, Montreal 1, Pittsburgh 6-5 winners against Boston. After a shootout, Columbus beat Philadelphia 3-2, St. Louis 2, Vancouver 1, Tampa Bay 4, Minnesota 1, Calgary 6-3 over Nashville. Colorado beat Dallas 5-4 in overtime, the Islanders 5, Arizona 1, Seattle 5-1 winners against Ottawa, Florida 4, Vegas 1, Winnipeg 2-1 over San Jose, and Detroit 4-3 over Los Angeles after a shootout. That's an update on sports.
Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet Buick. Chevy, find new roads. Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance is here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service from Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance. Inspired Innovations wants you to love your look with a manicure or pedicure, or the latest in hair services, or with the help of Inspired Innovations, relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
5:22 the time. We're headed toward 34 today, and for tonight, 25, 35 Saturday and Sunday, with some light snow maybe late Saturday night and a little bit on Sunday expected. They had kind of promised peaks of sun yesterday. Did you see any? I don't believe that I did. Although I did take a little bit of a nap in the afternoon, but I'm pretty sure no. Anyway, we're at 21. We're up 2 from the overnight low. And guess what, kids? It's time to fuel the weekend with the aerobic polka. All-Stars of Polka Land with the Silk Umbrella Polka. 525 on a Friday morning with the Light in the Milk House show.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antone, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. Cause it was there I found beside the Alamo enchantment strange as the blue up above, and that moonlit pass beside the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antone. Moon in all your splendor knows only my heart, call back my rose of San Antone. Lips so sweet and tender like petals falling apart, speak once again of my love, my own. Broken song and empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. And that moonlit pass beside the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antone. Your splendor knows only my heart, call back my rose of San Antone. Lips so sweet and tender like petals falling apart, speak once again of my love, my own. Broken song and empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. And that moonlit pass beside the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antone, rose my rose of San Antone, rose my rose of San Antone.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see. Introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the
Singing Rage, Miss Patty Page, and the beautiful Tennessee Waltz there. A little cool-down waltz for you as we get set for farm news and markets today. Drive carefully on your way through. I've noticed a lot of little animals out there on the roadsides these days, so be careful. We're at 21 degrees. It is 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
The new year comes with a new case of high-path avian influenza. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The future of clean fuels is here. The Clean Fuels Conference, February 5th through the 8th in Fort Worth, Texas, is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. The new year brings a new case of highly pathogenic avian influenza to Wisconsin. State officials tell Brownfield the virus infected 41,000 turkeys at a commercial growing operation in southwestern Washburn County, not far from Shell Lake. The new case was reported yesterday, and the birds are being depopulated. Wisconsin's last HPAI case was December 8th in nearby Barron County, where 70,020 turkeys were affected. A winter storm system is expected to move across parts of the Corn Belt next week. An eastern Iowa cattle farmer says it's coming at a bad time.
We just started calving. We got three calves on the ground.
Lance Lillibridge raises Red Angus cattle in Benton County. He tells Brownfield he will be taking extra steps to be prepared for the storm.
We have to make sure the cows are comfortable and that they're bedded up. That's super important, making sure that they're comfortable. And then, of course, making sure the waters are not froze up and make sure they've got fresh water.
Lillibridge says having enough feed supplies on hand will be another priority. Farmers that recently purchased or inherited new farmland might have an additional tax deduction hiding in the soil. Tax expert Eric Gullixrud with Compeer tells Brownfield, if that new land was not previously rented by the farmer, the fertilizer is an additional asset.
2 years ago, when the price of fertilizer was so high, we saw easily $1,200 to $1,500 per acre residual fertilizer value that they could then use as a deduction on their tax return.
Gullixrud says proving what's in the newly owned soil is the key to this tax break.
We can have a soil sample. There's a couple firms out there that actually do this and give us the report to the tax people of what that residual fertilizer value is.
Gullixrud says the residual fertilizer value provided some of their clients a large benefit last year when fertilizer prices were very high. The president of Corn and Soybean Advisor says he's not expecting Brazil's second corn crop production to go up this year. Michael Cordonier says farmers are likely to plant fewer corn acres.
Because if you planted it into February or early March and the rain ends, you know, 30 days later, you're going to have a very bad crop.
He says Brazil might see a better soybean crop than last year, but it's not going to be record-breaking. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says ethanol stocks climbed to multi-month highs last week. The domestic supply of ethanol was 23.6 million barrels, the largest since mid-April, and up 62,000 on the week. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace, Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Relatively light day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet again for much of Thursday. Bids did surface at $275 stressed in the north. Asking prices were firm around $175 plus live in the south and $276 plus trust in the north. Look for more business to pick up before the end of the day Friday. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, the USDA says there was very good demand for calves depending on flesh and hide color. There are a lot of packages and loads of home-raised calves on offer, with a majority of calves long-weaned. Flesh varied from moderate to heavy at times. Medium and large one feed are steers, 770 to 796 pounds, brought $222 to $233. Feeder steers, 816 to 848 pounds, brought 230.50 to 237.25. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 601 to 648 pounds, brought $228 to $246. Boxed beef closed lower with late demand for heavy offerings. Choice was down 213 at $275.90. Select closed 3 cents lower at $258.82. Estimated cattle slaughter was 126,000 head, up 1,000 on the weekend, down 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a moderate negotiated run. There were a couple of days of solid business this week, but overall the cash hog market has continued to struggle. There are a couple of factors coming into play. Hog weights are up and supplies of market-ready hogs are ample. Both provide plentiful amounts of pork, allowing processors to move needed numbers without having to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 43 cents higher with a weighted average of 45.31. The Iowa Minnesota was 40 cents lower with a weighted average of 45.60, and the Western Corn Belt was down 70 cents with a weighted average of 45.29. Pork values closed higher, up $1.72 at $84.50. Bellies, picnics, and ribs were all sharply higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower on technical selling in that recent slide in boxed beef, and lean hog futures into the day higher on oversold signals with additional support coming from that higher move in pork. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Timsack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Smaller sale last week and decent crowd. Large squares topped at $215 a ton and large rounds at $150 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have two online only auctions up and running right now. One ending January 10th at 6 p.m. soft close, and another ending January 17th at 6 p.m. again soft close. Go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from Stein company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans were lower, pressured by forecasts for more rain in parts of Brazil. March beans were down 9.5 at 1267.5. May was 8.5 lower at 1276.5. Corn was mostly firm on spread trade and short covering. March was 1.25 higher at 466.5, and May was up a penny at 479. Live and feeder cattle were lower on technical selling and the recent lackluster beef trade. February live was down 72 at 171.12. April was 45 lower at 174.30. March feeders were down $1.37 at 225.65. And on oversold signals in the sharply higher midday move in pork, February hogs were limit up, 375 higher at 69.05. April was up 275 at 74.95. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The Culver's restaurant chain appreciates farmers. Up next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Wisconsin-based Culver's chain of restaurants has operated its Thank You Farmers program for 10 years now. Marketing and PR manager Allison Demmer says the program is based on three pillars, the first being sustainability.
When we think about what that looks like in the world of sustainability, it's really leveraging all of the work that's happening across the agriculture industry and ensuring that our guests are able to know that we wouldn't be able to serve our delicious food without the farmers and ranchers who make it possible.
Demmer says the second pillar was to align with the FFA organization.
So when we can raise funds in a local restaurant that then support a local FFA chapter, it allows really ag education to make a bigger impact in our local communities, but also enables us to ensure that the next generation of leaders in agriculture, these FFA members, are able to be successful because we can support them in numerous ways.
And Demmer says the third pillar is the thank you part.
Gratitude is really all about ensuring that our guests and the entire community understand that farmers are the reason everything is possible.
The program has generated $5 million to support FFA. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
An agricultural economist is not expecting much improvement in dairy prices. Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Economist Leonard Paulzien with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield 2023 needed more consumer demand to lift prices, and he expects the first quarter of the new year to be challenging.
We're coming into a seasonal slump, so as we look to January, February, historically those prices are generally less, especially coming off of, you know, the proverbial holiday hangover where everybody has already had all of their cheese and butter from Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Paulzien says he will be watching first quarter numbers closely.
Keep inventories low, make sure we're not building too much product, make sure consumers are consuming.
He says butter has been the good news story helping support dairy prices in 2023.
Part of that too is we're seeing some support in the whey market as far as moving product out too, so that's terrific. However, in the whey complex, I think there's still a lot of changing dynamics in there. There's a lot of purchasing internationally that's changing at the moment.
Paulzien says with expected tight margins in 2024, farmers should take advantage of the Farm Bill extension and sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program once USDA opens the program for enrollment. Milk futures were mixed and the cash dairy markets mostly steady Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. January Class 3 milk was down 5 cents at 1526. February up 7 to 1562. March up 13 cents at 1632. April up 4 to 1712. May through November contracts range from 4 cents lower in June to 5 cents higher in November. Dry whey was up 3 quarters of a cent to 40 and 3 quarters with two sales. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 145 and a half but no sales. Cheese barrels unchanged to 141 and a half with no sales. Butter down 3.5 cents at 265, three sales there. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 118 with eight sales at that price. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Here is today's forecast. It includes a high of 34, lots of clouds, but warmer than normal. For tonight, staying mostly cloudy, a low of 25. Saturday, mostly cloudy and mild again, a high of 35. And Sunday, 35 with a few flurries possible. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, little change in temperatures. Mid-30s Monday and Tuesday, and that chance of snow that they've been talking about for quite some time. Tuesday, a 50% chance of light snow, but it appears just small amounts expected for our immediate area. In Richland Center this morning, after a low of 19, it is 21 degrees. Friday morning edition of the Light and the Milk Cow Show continues, moving on towards 6.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. White line is a slap line to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny making moves. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what the best know how to do. Jamming gears got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Keep on moving on. A good hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead, and the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Thank you.
Jeff Carson from WRCO, Wisconsin DOT, alerting us of a crash in the Grand County area, Dickeyville, U.S. Highway 151 northbound at County Double H. There was a crash there about an hour ago, and they expect traffic to be blocked or detoured for another hour or so, according to the Grand County Sheriff's Office. Again, that's in the area of Dickeyville, U.S. Highway 151 northbound near County Double H. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock and 22 degrees here at WRCO. We'll see what Tony's thinking for the weather this weekend in just a little bit here.
Is guaranteed to put your baby to sleep, but it don't mean a thing unless you sing the rockabye boo with a beat. Rockabye boo, rockabye boo, rockabye, 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 rockabye boo, rockabye.
And that one there, Porter Wagner and his partner Skeeter Davis on that one, and Rockabye Boogie Rockabye. Good morning from WRCO as we greet you with the old Light in the Milk House show. First forecast of the day along the way, and Tony Schumacher has it for you in just a little bit here today. Looks like still pretty mild weather for January, which I happen to be a fan of. We'll see. Looks like it's going to be pretty mild weather for Lambeau Field in January on Sunday when those Packers host the Chicago Bears with a 3:25 kickoff time.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, there will be some weather systems skirting around our region over the next couple of days, but none having a direct impact on us. The first one tracking from the Dakotas through Minnesota later today and through northern Wisconsin and upper Michigan tonight should bring several inches of snow to that area. A second system tracking from the southern plains toward the Ohio Valley could skirt areas toward Missouri and Illinois and lower Michigan with some snow tonight into tomorrow as well. We might catch a few snow flurries around here by tomorrow night into early Sunday, but that's about it. Now, as we get into early next week, a strong storm will come out of the southern plains once again and track up toward the Ohio Valley and central Great Lakes. Looks like that particular track would keep the heaviest snow toward Chicago, maybe far eastern Wisconsin into lower Michigan. Around here, just a chance of some light snow coming through for a period early Tuesday. Otherwise, staying pretty active with another storm coming our way from the northern plains by Wednesday night and Thursday. Should bring us some accumulating snow, followed by much colder temperatures after that, and that could last quite a while. For today, though, lots of cloud cover, high at 34, south wind between 4 and 8. Staying mostly cloudy tonight, low 25. Mostly cloudy and mild once again tomorrow, high in the mid-30s. Saturday night, cloudy with some patchy light snow or flurries possible, low 25. Sunday, a few flurries possible in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with little change in temperatures, high in the mid-30s. Monday, mostly cloudy, low 23, high 36. 40% chance of light snow late Monday night. Tuesday, cloudy and somewhat breezy. 50% chance of light snow, but just small amounts expected. Low 26 with a high of 34. Wednesday, variably cloudy. Low 23, high 32. There is a good chance of snow Wednesday night into Thursday with some accumulation, turning breezy on Thursday with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 22 degrees. Also, the barometer is steady at 30-20. Yesterday, we topped out at 31 degrees. The record high, 54, was set in 2012. 30 below zero marked in 1999 on this day. Last year's high was 34 and the low, 29. Sunset will happen at 4:40 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 7:34 for this morning. The air is calm, barometer at 30-20, no precipitation today, and we're up from the overnight low of 19, it's 22 degrees.
WRCO weather is